This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. There's a caterpillar in the garden, and it's 18 feet long. But don't worry, this is not an alien invasion, and your tomatoes are not at risk. The garden is a sculpture garden. It is part of an effort to use folk art, in this case bug sculptures, to attract visitors to a rural Kansas community. It's today's Kansas Profile. Don Atha is the Kansan who spearheads this effort to use public folk art to benefit the community. Atha grew up in Mission Hills, where his family was active in supporting the arts. Thanks to my family, I feel like I was raised at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art in Kansas City, Atha said. His family donated several pieces to the museum. Art is important to the development of a community, Atha said. After college back east, he worked in the banking and healthcare finance industries around the country. He moved to Arizona and started his own commercial printing brokerage business called Westprint. Art galleries were among his clients, along with the second largest timeshare company in the world. He also collected art. He even met his wife Rebecca at an art show. They ultimately moved to Belize. When COVID hit, they decided to move back to Atha's home state of Kansas. A realtor found them a home in Anthony, about 45 minutes from Wichita. Kansans are good people, Atha said. In Anthony, Atha joined a civic club which was brainstorming about how to bring more people to the community. I thought of communities which have benefited from introducing art, Atha said. Numerous places have featured different versions of a particular symbol throughout their city. I thought bugs might be a hook, Atha said. He set out to build bug sculptures which could be displayed around Anthony. These are metal sculptures from recycled metal pieces which are welded together and painted. Atha and friends did this work near his home in a building called the Where Bugs Come Alive Studio. He also created a nearby sculpture garden. That became home to the first bug sculpture. It was called Cat-a-pillar and was followed by a daddy long-legged spider. The secretary of the local Kansas Community Empowerment Group successfully applied for a grant which provided additional funds for supplies. The grant was to provide for 5 bug sculptures in the first year. They were done in 6 months. Today, there are 30 bug sculptures in the community of Anthony, with more in production. These are displayed around town where possible. It's an infestation, not of bad bugs, but of fun bugs, Atha said. They've become popular sites for selfies. These now include ladybug, Anthony ant, bumblebug, roadrunner bug in honor of the local school mascot, jolly green bug, cosmic cyclops bug, a patriotic 8-foot-tall Uncle Sam bug, and more. Some are built from old 48-inch wagon wheels, which connects us to our history, Atha said. This is an off-the-wall idea of attracting people with folk art, Atha said. All the bugs are donated, mostly by Atha and his wife. No tax dollars have been used to support the project. A team of volunteers helped the Athas. He enjoys the pleasure that these quirky designs bring visitors and hopes they will attract more people. This is for fun. It's to bring a smile to your face, Atha said. I'd like to have bus tours, he said. Come enjoy the bugs. It's a creative idea for a rural community such as Anthony, population 2,108 people. Now that's rural. Anthony has a really nice museum, a cotton gym, official Kansas 9/11 memorial, and a historic theater and courthouse, Atha said. We have really attractive housing stock, he added. I believe in the arts and how they can benefit a community, Atha said. For more information, contact him at donathawestprint@gmail.com or visit Where Bugs Come Alive Studio on Facebook. That's donathawestprint@gmail.com or visit Where Bugs Come Alive Studio on Facebook. There's an 18-foot-long caterpillar in the garden. Fortunately, it's a sculpture of a caterpillar in a sculpture garden downtown. We salute Don and Rebecca Atha for making a difference with this creative initiative. Don't let it bug you. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.